Protests against racial injustice have taken place in communities across the country this year, some focusing on calls to remove monuments to racist figures. On Indigenous Peoples Day, an obelisk in the Santa Fe Plaza that commemorated colonial violence against Indigenous people was pulled down by demonstrators. As part of our Voices Behind the Vote series, Santa Fe writer Daryl Lorenzo Wellington spoke with KUNM about what that community action meant to him in an election cycle that has seen racism take center stage.
I'm Daryl Lorenzo Wellington, and I'm a writer, journalist, performance artist. I've lived in Santa Fe 9 to 10 years. We are in the plaza, right in front of what was formerly known as the obelisk, but which is no longer because it was dismantled on Monday, which was Indigenous Peoples Day, by a group of Tewa women activists along with a mass crowd. For me, it was an inspiring event, and it symbolizes the racial divisions in Santa Fe, I should say. But I would say it was more an inevitable event that should have happened a long time ago. But law and legality for all this time has failed to make this happen. I believe that a lot of what happened here may not even have happened without the current president being in office. I believe that what happened is related to racial division that are all throughout the country in its own particular New Mexico way. You could compare what happened here to the monuments being taken down, and one place that stands out to me is Charleston, South Carolina, where I'm from. It's unfortunate that this one was only taken down through what some call rioting, I would call a community activism. But similar incidents obviously have been happening all for the past 4 years. Let's break it down to the bottom line. This because the president is a racist. And at that point, insults such as this obelisk was simply become untenable. It represents the same way we need to come together to make a lot of changes in society and structural racism. But yet it did happen, but only with the concerted effort of the people. And that in itself is inspiring. On the national level, I'm really hoping that the statesmen get it together and we won't need for something like this to happen. It's always a balancing act between, you know, the community, our need for so many things, you know, better health care, better policing, or really less policing, but reform, let's put it like that, and what statesmen will do. So yeah, for me, it's immensely metaphorical, though for me personally, it had a dramatic and rousing conclusion, particularly because of how it happened. Through the truth be known, even though many people are saying it's outsider, it was a coalition of Native Americans and progressive, but that's how it happened. It truly was a coalition, and that I found inspiring. I have my ballot, and I'm going to mail it in. I only haven't simply because I have been so busy the last 3 days. It will probably be done right this afternoon. I am going to vote a straight Democratic ticket because the Republican Party is an antiquated non-entity that we would do without. They are legitimate arguments. They are legitimate debates. All those debates are between moderate and progressive Democrat. They are legitimate debates about how we need to achieve progress, how we need to achieve better health care. How, not whether. That's the problem. Whether we need to approve them, that's not a debate. How we need to approve them, fiscally responsible and so forth. There is a legitimate debate. And all that debate is between moderate Democrats and progressive Democrats.